Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Nearly didn't make it today.
今天差点来不到哦。
Everything is closed.
什么路都关了。
Even around the church.
就连教会旁边的路都关了。
But hopefully next week will be okay.
希望下一周就没有这样的问题了。
Now today I want to talk to you about something that you heard many times.
今天我想跟你们讲的讲题是你们觉得好像听过很多遍的。
But it is so important in our lives that we have keep preaching it and keep talking about it.
因为这件事情对我们的人生很重要，所以我们会一直不停地在这个话题上继续。
If you heard some of these things before, then good. You need to hear it again.
如果你觉得怎么这个道我听过似的，那很好，你要再听一遍。
And this is faith
是关于信心
pleasing to God.
是蒙神喜悦的信心。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, And without faith,It is impossible to please him, for whoever draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
希伯来书十一章六节，没有信就不能讨神的喜悦，因为来到神面前来，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，必须并且信他会赏赐寻求他的人。
So this verse is absolutely clear.
这句经文很明显了。
It doesn't matter if you read it in whatever language.
不管你用什么语言来读都是这样的。
It's clear.
很清楚。
Without faith,
没有信心。
It is impossible.
就没有办法。
Right? To please God.
来取悦神。
Think about it. Do I have faith?
那我们有信心吗?
Do I believe?
我相信吗?
If you don't,
你要是不相信的话
It is impossible to please God.
就不能讨神的喜悦
It's not even slightly.
都不是说不太讨神喜悦
It is impossible.
是根本就不能够讨神的喜悦
Amen? And that is why as a Christian, faith should be something that is number one priority in our lives.
所以作为基督徒来说信心是最重要的
It's something that we should always cultivate.
是一直我们要去滋养的一个东西，就是信心。只要我们有机会的话，也要去操练。
Something that we always pray to God to help us to grow in faith.
是我们一直在跟神祷告的，就是要神增长我们的信心。
Because if you don't practice faith, you will gradually become small in your faith.
如果我们不去操练我们的信心，那我们的信心就会越来越小了。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you may have faith.10 years ago, you may not have faith today.
也许你十年前所有的信心，你今天都不见得有了。
What happened?
发生了什么呢？
You didn't continually cultivate and develop that faith.
因为没有继续去培育你那个信心。
So that the day when you need faith,
所以当你需要信心的那一时候，
you don't have faith.
你突然发现我没有。
Your prayer doesn't seem to be answered.
你发现你的祷告也不得答。
And you find that nothing much is different about your life and to a non-believer.
你会发现连我的生命跟其他不信主的人的生命也没有什么区别
is faith.
所以我们缺的就是信心
Faith is the currency of heaven.
信心就是天堂的钱币
It what makes Christian life work.
是让基督徒的生命管用的一个东西
It is not about lots of knowledge.
这个不是关乎有很多的知识
It's not about listening to lots of sermon.
也不是说听多了道就会好
It is about practicing the faith.
是一直在操练的信心
Believing in God.
一直相信的
Using the little things at home that happen to you, the challenges that you face every day to practice to believe God.
在家里面有各种大事小事的时候都在上面祷告然后操练信心
If you don't,And if you just keep, and if you just are complacent, you'll gradually lose your faith.
如果呢你懒惰的话，或者你不去操练的话，你会慢慢的发现信心越来越小。
Because your faith and my faith will be based not on the Bible, not on God, but on what we have.
你会发现你我的信心不是来自于就是读了多少圣经，而是你我里面到底有多少。
Your faith will be based on your life insurance.
你的信心跟你的人生的保险是一样的。
How much money do you have in your bank account? Whether you got a job or not.
你到底银行里有多少钱？你有没有一个工作
？Amen. That is why I say it is impossible to please God.
所以这里才说你不能讨神的喜悦。
And God, because the reason why is without faith, you find it difficult to believe that God exists.
没有信心的话，连信神的存在都是个问题。
You see, today we may say, "Oh God, God exists," because I'm a Christian. But do you really believe God exists in your heart?
今天我们口里会说啊，神是存在的。那你心里真的这么想的吗
？If you truly believe that God exists, then there's a lot of things that you wouldn't do, and it will change the way you think.
那你要真的相信神的存在的话，那有很多事情你做事的方法就已经不一样了。
And how you live your life.
而且你怎么活也就不一样了。
And here it promises
今天
that if we practice our faith, God will reward those of us who seek after Him for faith.
所以，如果我们操练我们的信心的话，神就会奖赏寻求他的人。
It cannot be clearer.
再清楚不过了。
It is black and white.
就黑白分明的。
Make sure that every day the word faith in God.That phrase is always etching your mind.
让想到每天都是关于在神里的信心这件事情，是你的头里的一件大事。
Because it is only through faith do you see God actually in action in your life.
因为只有借着信心，你才会知道神在你的生命中真的是在掌权做事。
Do you see things that are impossible happening in your life?
你才会发现，原来我生命中的那些不可能成为了可能。
With faith, there are no boundaries.
在有信心的时候就不会有界限。
With faith, even if you don't qualify for the job, you will still get the job.
你就算你有信心的时候，就算你其实拿那份工作不够格，你都可能拿得到。
With faith, if you think that life cannot change, it will change.
有信心的话，你觉得生命不可以改变，但是它会改变。
Because faith is in God who does the impossibility.
因为神因为信心就是在神相信神能够做那不可能的。
If you want to make God do something, you need to have faith in Him.
如果你希望神做什么的话，那你需要对他有信心。
Amen. Remember, this is so important.
要记得哦，很重要。
If you have faith, then you can accomplish a lot. Then if you've got faith,then impossibilities will happen in your life.
所以如果有信心的话，那些不可能的事情都会变得可能。
You may not know the Bible very well. You may not be as sophisticated as a lot of people. But if you have faith, you are a different person.
也许你的圣经的知识不是很多，也许你的那个成长的教育的背景也不如人家，可是有了信心，你就跟他不一样。
Rainer Bonnke, the great evangelist, says, "I'd rather spend 10 minutes with someone with faith than spend 3 hours with someone who doesn't have faith."
布永康最喜欢说的一句话就是：“我宁可跟有信心的人花3分钟在一起，都比花10分钟跟。”不信的人在一起好。
When somebody is full of faith,
当有人是满满有信心的时候
，spending just 5-10 minutes with them, you come away with faith.
你只要跟他有5到10分钟的时间在一起，你就会信心被搅动。
When I met the great man himself when he was alive in the big church that we used to invite this great evangelist, I saw him sitting there.
那个时候我们当时是见过布永康的，然后我们还去把他邀请过来教会，所以我当时碰到他的时候呢，我就坐在他旁边。
And the pastor introduced me to the great evangelist.
然后当时的那个教会的牧师就把我介绍给布永康。
And he told the great evangelist about the work that we were doing.
然后他也跟他说了我们在教会所做的事情。
And he listened.
然后他真的是在听哦。
And then he shouted, "Hallelujah!"
然后他大喊一声 "Hallelujah!"
When I heard those words, my heart was charged with faith.
然后当我听到他就这么一声的时候，我里面的信心就满满充满。
That's what it's like when you encounter faith.
这就是为什么当你碰到信心的那种感受
Incredible.
非常不可思议的感受
That is why more of us should have faith.
所以我们更多的人需要有信心
Because if we are going to encourage brothers and sisters,
如果我们要去鼓励其他弟兄姊妹
then we need to demonstrate that God really works in our lives.
那我们需要去彰显那神的道在我们身上真的有用
Because many of us, we have so much faith,in bad things that happen in our lives.
因为很多人我们都有很多把信心放在那些负面的事情上面，觉得坏的事情会发生。
When we meet each other, we testify about what the devil is doing in our lives.
当我们跟对方一起聊天的时候，经常都是在为魔鬼做见证，他所做的事情。
Oh, this has happened to me. This has happened to me.
说你知道我的生命中，这样子也很糟糕，那样子也不对。
Now, obviously, you need to share and ask people to pray for you.
当然我明白有的时候讲这些事情是为了让人来为你祷告。
But your life cannot be contained Every time when I meet you, it is always what the devil is doing in your life.
但是你的生命也不能说我每一次碰见你，你都是在跟我见证魔鬼在对你身上做
什么。How about what is God doing in your life?
那我想问问神到底在你身上做了什么呢？
How about some incredible impossibilities happening in your life?
那不可能的变为可能的见证在你身上又是什么呢？
Not just a few people got that in their life. God wants to do the impossible.In your life.
所以我们要神要做的是那不可能的事情在你身上成就。
God can change your children, can change your husband and your wife, you change your family if you only believe.
神会改变你的家人，改变你的孩子、丈夫，当你相信的时候。
But many times we say it is impossible. It is impossible. It is impossible.
但是我们的心里总是在说不可能的，不可能的，不可能的。
All I'm saying to you, it is possible.
今天我们还是要信它是可能的。
I remember some years ago, a sister came to me and said how she's been to the doctor because of some kind of problem with her womb, and she had operation and she will never have children.
那我记得以前很多年前有一个姊妹跟我说她是因为子宫的一个问题呢最后被医生断绝说是她是生不了孩子了。
At that time, I was having my barbecue, eating some burgers.
我那个时候其实还是在那里就吃烧烤啊还吃得可带劲了。
And when I heard that, I said, let's pray.
然后我当听到的消息的时候我就对她说让我们一起为你祷告。
That God will open your womb.
让神来打开你的子宫。
And that you will have a child.
让你能有孩子。
And in 1 year, she had a baby.
后来一年后她就生了孩子了。
Impossible.
那种不可能
and this is possible.
变成了可能
Amen? When you exercise faith, even though when something doesn't seem to be happening, the command of God is to carry on believing.
当你操练信心然后你发现事情并没有发生的时候那神的命令是叫你继续在上面祷告
When you pray for the sick,
当你为病人祷告时
the instruction is to pray for the sick.
那神的那个指示就是你继续祷告
It's to heal the sick
是医治
But when it doesn't happen
但你没有看到结果
That's nothing to do with you
跟你无关的
Your job and my job is to pray for the sick
你和我的工作就是为他祷告
We are not responsible for whether the sick person is healed or not
那至于他们得医治不医治不是我们的责任
Because we don't have the power
因为能力不是来自于我们
But we only believe
但是我们只有相信
And it will happen
相信它的发生。
Is there anything impossible in your family?
那你的生命中是不是有那种不可能发生的事情
Something that is impossible.
觉得自己不可能的。
Believe.
你们去相信。
Pray.
祷告。
And it will happen.
然后你会看到它的发生。
Amen. Because I'm telling you, when we pray with our faith, God will begin to help us.
当我们不带信心的来祷告时神仍然在祷告中给我们加增信心
Now what is this faith?
什么是信心
In order to help us to understand the nature of faith I need to divide the faith into two groups
那如果我们能够真的明白信心的特质的话我们今天要把它分成两组来讲
Two types of faith
两种信心哦
One is called the ordinary faith
一种是普通的信心
A faith that is imperfect
就是不是很完整的完美的信心
A faith that is vary in sizes
而且是根据外界的不同呢会有的时候好有的时候不好
So that you can have great faith or small faith
所以你要么呢就是有的时候很大信心要么就很小信心
It's incomplete
是不完整的信心
The second type of faith is extraordinary faith
另外一种信心是非常非凡的信心
A faith that is absolute 100%
是完整的百分之百的
A faith that can move mountains
是可以挪山的信心
And we read in Matthew chapter 17 verse 20 He said to them Because of your little faith For truly I say to you If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed You will say to this mountain Move from here to there And it will move And nothing will be impossible for you
马太福音17:20，耶稣对他们说：“是因你们的信心小，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心，像一颗芥菜种，就是对这山说：‘你从这边移到那边’，它也会移过去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。”
Here Jesus is already describing these two forms of faith.
所以耶稣已经在这里形容有两种不同的信心。
The disciples could not cast out a demon.
因为当时门徒不能够赶鬼。
And Jesus said that is because your faith is too small.
因为耶稣，所以耶稣当时对门徒说，是因为你信心小。
In other words, ordinary faith.
讲换句话说，就是我刚刚说的那种比较普通的信心。比较普通的小信心。
In other words, that faith can be big or small.
就是那个信心呢会有变化，有时大，有时小，不稳定。
Then Jesus introduced a different faith.
但是耶稣呢又给了一个另一种信心。
And it's called the mustard seed faith.
是有一种这样像一粒菜芥菜种的信心。
That mustard seed faith can move mountains.
这个芥菜种的信心可以挪山。
Amen. And that mustard seed faith is a faith that is powerful.
但这种芥菜种的信心是有能力的信心。
That mustard seed faith is called the extraordinary faith.
这种芥菜种的信心是一种非凡的信心。
Amen. Too many sermons have misunderstood this verse.
很多讲道都会在错解这个经文。
How many times have we heard people say God only needs a tiny bit of faith, the size of a mustard seed to move mountains? Nonsense.
很多人，你是不是有听很多人讲过，说什么啊？只要有一个小小的芥菜种，那么一丁点的信心，就挪得到山了。
If you hear such a sermon, you stand up and say, "Pastor, my pastor said nonsense."
如果你要是听到这样的一个讲道的话，你可以站在那里说，我的牧师不是这样讲的。
Because if that's true, then that little faith that the disciples got is enough.
因为对当时如果那些门徒所有的信心是足够的话。
Amen. Because the sermon says.The mustard seed is the smallest mustard seed. It's the tiniest mustard seed. So the sermon said you only need a tiny bit of faith. It is enough to move mountains. I've tried it. It doesn't work.
那在很多人讲到的时候说芥菜种是一种很小很小的很小的信心。所以只要有那么一丁点就挪得到山了。然后我就会去试啊然后试了没有用。
Because that's contradicting what Jesus has just said about the disciple. Your faith is little. Surely that little is enough.
所以因为我为什么说这个说芥菜种很小的信心是不对呢是因为前面耶稣明明对他门徒说是因你们的信心小那既然都是因为信心小那为什么介绍的新的一种芥菜种信心又会不小呢
But instead the mustard seed is not about size it's about the extraordinary power that it possess
所以芥菜种不是关乎于大小是在关乎于它有一个非凡的能力
And Jesus is comparing faith with the mustard seed
所以耶稣是把信心跟这个芥菜种做对比。
Faith is so insignificant.
因为信心呢
to us.
对我们来说好像很小。
When I talk about faith, people ignore it.
当我讲到信心的时候很多人都会觉得很忽视这个讲题。
Many people, once we talked about faith, when you go home, because it's so insignificant, you won't even think about it twice.
很多时候我们讲到的题目是信心然后当我们一回到家里以后呢再也不会想这个问题了。
But in church, we rather spendGo on a 10-course success, 7-course how to deliver, and do all kinds of things, but we miss out the mustard seed faith, the tiny thing. What is about faith? Faith is like a mustard seed.
所以呢在教会里面很多人就会有各样子的讲道啊功课啊让我们去做好像是能够让我们学会怎么赶鬼啊怎么医治啊各种能力但是如果没有这个芥菜种在里面的话这些都白谈
When you see a mustard seed is so tiny you probably just dust it off like a dust
当你看到一个芥菜种很小的时候像灰尘一样你可能就随便一拨它就没了
But nobody realized that mustard seed has so much power
但是没有人却意识到这个芥菜种里面那非凡的能力
When you plant it in the soil it can grow into the biggest plant
你把它种在土里它会成为一个很大的植物
When you bite it it's so spicy it makes it hot
当你咬它一口的时候你发现它很辣
Just tiny
只是很小的哦
That has such much power.
却有这么大的能力。
Extraordinary.
非常非凡的能力。
So we as a Christian don't look down on faith.
所以基督徒不要小看信心。
Because if you practice faith,
如果你来操练信心的话
you can do extraordinary things.
你可以做非凡的事情。
Amen? That's the comparison.
这就是一种对比。
Don't look down on how insignificant faith is.
不要小看信心的这个好像不重要这样的事情。
Because if you practice faith,
如果你在信心上面操练
it can transform your life.
它会改变你的生命。
It can change a nation.
它会改变一个国家。
It can change your family.
它可以改变一个家庭。
Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of time we don't accomplish much in life because we don't have faith.
很多时候我们在生命中很多东西没有成就，是因为没有信心。
We believe nothing good will happen in our lives.
因为我们不相信有那好事会发生。
We believe nothing positive will ever happen.
因为我们不想的正面的事情会发生。
But that is faith in the negative.
那就是对负面的事情蛮有信心哦。
You do have faith.
你有信心的。
But you put your faith in the negative.
但是你把你的信心放到那负面的事情上面。
I won't get it. Guess what?
你
Your faith is so great, you won't get it.
你老是说，哎呀，不可能的啦，不可能的啦。那你的信心真够大，果然最后没有可能哦。
Amen. If you keep meditating,
如果你一直默想
，thinking about I won't.It won't happen. It will not happen.
默想不可能了，不可能了，那
就真的不会可能。Because you put faith in a negative seed.
因为你把那信心放在那觉得不可能的事情了。
You put faith in a weed.
你把那信心放在了那个杂草上。
And a great weed will grow.
你会发现你的信心没长，但是杂草长出来了。
And that is why every day we, our minds and our hearts, it's like a place that we need to cultivate.We need to nurture that faith in us.
所以我们的头脑，我们的心，我们一直要去孕育那个信心出来。
And that is one thing I always make sure. You should always make sure that you teach your children.
所以这是一直做父母的一直要去教孩子的东西。
Give them exercise to help them in their faith.
给他们各种操练，让他们来操练自己的信心。
Let them see.An answer to prayer.
让他们能够自己经历到祷告得答复的经验。
Possibility happen.
让他们自己看到那不可能的成就。
Amen. In our household, this is what we used to do when children were tiny.
在我们家呢，在我们孩子还很小的时候，我们总做这样的一件事。
Daddy, I can't find my toy.
爸爸，我找不到我的玩具了。
I said, Do you have faith?
我就问他，你有信心没有？
With children, always said yes.
孩子总是会说有。
And they do have faith.
他们是当时真的有。
Amen. And when you say, tell them, this is what you do, and God will answer your prayer.
然后我们会这样教他，就是这样，每次祷告，神就会答你的祷告。
And when they're young, it happens.
所以在他们小的时候，真的就是这样发生。
And as they grow older, it may or may not happen.
然后呢，等他慢慢长大的时候，发现，哎，有时发生，有时候不发生。
Because when you pray, when it may or may not happen, that's still faith.
因为当你祷告了，但是事情不一定按你的心意发生，还是信心啊。
Sometimes when we pray, God is working on it, but may give you a different answer.
但是很多时候我们祷告的事情，也许没按我们的心意发生，但是神给了一个不同的一个答案，那也是信心。
Sometimes God will answer our prayer very quickly.
是有的时候神给我们的答复很快。
But sometimes God will take His time.
有的时候神的答复又很慢。
But all three categories need faith.
但是那三种情况都是需要信心的。
Do you believe God when He takes His time?
你相不相信神可以花时间等很久？
Do you believe God when He gives you a different answer?
你相不相信神有时候会给你一个不同的答案？
Because He knows better.
因为他所知道的是最好的。
But in all situations, we need to help our children. We need to help one another to realize God is working in my life.
但是不管是什么样的环境，我们都是帮助我们的孩子，也帮助我们对方，都来明白神是在我们生命中怎么工作的。
Mark 11, verse 22 to 23 says, And Jesus answered them, Have faith in God.
在马可福音11章22到23节，耶稣回答说，你们对神要有信心。
So faith,It's not about saying, I believe this will happen, I believe this will happen, I believe this will happen.
我所说的
That is called blind faith.
我所说的信心不是盲信哦，不是你就硬喊着说，一定会，我相信，我相信，我相信。
When you say, I can walk on water, I can walk on water, I can walk on water, you can say 1,000 times, you can convince yourself, when you walk on water, you will sink.
就像你说我可以在水上行走我可以在水上行走不管你自己给自己怎么鼓气相信我可以在水上行走你尝试一下你在水上行走你就会掉下去
cannot be based on faith in my faith
所以我说的信心不是说把耶稣的信心放到我的信心里面
I believe enough
我以为我相信的够了
I said it enough times
我以为我刚才一直在说我信我信
I prayed enough
我以为我祷告也祷够了
That is faithin your works.
那个是你对你自己祷告了祷告够了
You are believing in your own faith.
你是在相信你自己祷告时间长短的信心
No, faith must be based on I believe God.
信心是我相信神。
I believe in Him.
是我相信他。
I believe He heard me.
我相信他听我祷告。
And that He will answer me.
我相信他会答我祷告。
It could be now.
也许是现在。
It could be later.
也许是等一会儿。或之后。
A different answer.
或者是有个不同的答案。
Amen.But that's all in the person of God.
但是都在神的手里。
So faith has to be based on in the person of God.
所以信心都是建立在神的里面的。
And that's why faith grows when you get to know God more.
所以当我们认识神，越认识神，信心自然就越增长。
Amen? Otherwise, your faith is based on nothing.
要不然我们的信心就是没有一个基础。
And that's why he said, Truly, I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, be taken up,And thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes he will come to pass, it will come to pass and it will be done for him.
我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这山说，离开此地，投在海里，他心里若不疑惑，只信所说的必成，就会为他实现。
So this word mountains give us a clue.
这里面的山给了我们一个解法。
Because just now we read about the mustard seed and the mountain.
因为刚才我们所读到的经文是芥菜种和那山。
If you have the faith of the mustard seed, you can move mountains.
如果你有芥菜种的信心，那你就可以挪山。
Here Jesus mentioned about that mountain again.
那耶稣这里又提到对这山说。
So therefore the two are connected.
所以这两个经文是连接在一起的。
So what is mustard seed faith?
所以那芥菜种的信心到底是什么？
According to this faith that moved mountain, which is the mustard seed,
当我们看到说可以挪山的，就是芥菜种的信心。
It is a faith that has no doubt.
就是一个完全不疑惑的信心。
It says here, move this mountain and be taken up and does not doubt in the heart.
这里
no doubt.
这里面说他离开此地，投在海里，他心里若不疑惑。
This extraordinary faith is a faith that has zero doubt.
我说的这个芥菜种的信心是一点都不疑惑。
And how does this come about?
是怎么做呢？
It is placing your faith in God without doubt.
是把你的心放到神的心里面，就完全不疑惑。
Anybody can do this.
每个人都可以这样做。
If you can place your doubt, place your faith in God without doubt, then you can move mountains.
如果你的信心是放在神的里面，不疑惑，那就是信心。
And that is why childlike faith is like that.
所以一个孩子的信心就是如此。
A child will believe in mom and dad and will not doubt.
所以一个孩子相信爸爸妈妈的心是从来不会疑惑的。
The trouble is, we're too clever.
但很多时候呢，就是我们太聪明了。
We end up with doubt.
我们经常就开始疑惑。
Because we got so many explanations.
因为我们有很多各种解读。
It's so many turmoil in our minds.
有很多的各种搅动在头脑里。
Can you see, brothers and sisters?
所以可以看到吗？
Extraordinary faith is without doubt.
非凡的信心是不疑惑。
Amen. And that is why a lot of the time, nearly most of the time in our lives, we will not have that absolute faith.
这也是为什么我们会说，在我们生命中好多时候都没有这种完全不疑惑的信心。
And that's why sometimes God, for Him to do impossible things, He has to give us temporarily.A gift of faith.
所以呢，神有时候就会把那不可能的做成可能的，会给我们一个暂时的一个信心给我们。
That's why in the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, one of them is called the gift of faith.
所以在圣灵的九个那个恩赐里面，专门讲到信心也是一种恩赐。
That is when the Holy Spirit come on a person temporarily, and that person suddenly has absolute faith, extraordinary faith.
当信心突然临到一个人，那个人那一刻特别有大的信心。
It happened to me once or twice before.
我经历过一到两次。
I remember one time, I told many people many times, I was in Norway. This woman was wearing a brace on her neck.
我记得有一次呢，就是在挪威，然后我有见到一个女人，她当时的那个脖子旁边围了那种围脖。
And I was on the platform, and her head was about here.
当时我站在那里，然后他的头大概就在这个位置。
And she said, "What's wrong with you?"
然后他当时这样子看着我，我就问他说：“你怎么了
？”And she said, "My neck, I can't, it's injured. I can't move it."
他说我的脖子受伤了，动不了。
And the spirit and the gift of faith came on me.
然后当时那个信心的能力突然临到我。
And I grabbed her head.
然后我当时抓住她的脖子。
And I twisted.
然后我就去摇她的脖子。
And then she was healed.
然后她真的就医治了。
And afterwards, I go, huh?
然后我自己很吃惊。
That was crazy.
我觉得我当时已经很蠢了，去动她脖子。
As an ordinary person, I could have broken her neck.
因为我要是没做好的话，我可能把那个情况搞得更严重。
She could end up being paralyzed.
她可能最后都残疾了都不一定。
But I tell you, when the spirit of faith come upon you, you don't think that way.
但是当信心的这个能力突然临到你的时候，
All you know is,
你当时都不想那么多了。
100% she'll be healed.
你当时就知道100%肯定医治。
And I need to do something about it.
然后我自己必须行动。
And that's why I don't do it again.
所以我后来也不敢再重复做一次。
That's why sometimes, but however, we can grow our faith every day.
那我们每一天也可以长我们的信心。
And we can accomplish to a level where we have no doubt.
我们可以达到一个完全不疑惑的那个层面。
And that is for our walk with God.
那就是跟我们跟神同行的这个经历。
Amen.So extraordinary faith is faith that is absolutely 100%.
非凡的信心是100%的相信。
And when that happens,
当这个事发生的时候，
whether it is the will of God or not,
不管是不是神的旨意，
God will do it.
你都发现神会做。
There's only one thing that can make God do something.
有一个事情能够让神真的怎么都会做的事。
Even though,He may not think it's a good idea.
就算他觉得这并不是一个最好的办法。
If you have the faith,
但是如果你的信心有的话，
he said nothing is impossible.
他就说没有不可能的事。
That's why when he saw the centurion come,
这是为什么你看到那百夫长的故事。
Jesus wanted to go to the servant.
耶稣是想去到那个仆人那里。
Extraordinary faith can change God's mind.
但是非凡的信心却让耶稣改变了他的想法。
He said to Jesus, just say the word.
他对耶稣说你只要说句话就好了。
And Jesus said, I have not found a person of such great faith.
耶稣说我从来没见过这么大信心的人。
Amen. With faith that is extraordinary, you don't need to say, you don't need to think,is it God's will or not? You just pray. You just believe and it will happen.
当非凡的信心临到的时候，那个时候你都顾不上去想它是神的旨意还是不是神的旨意，反正你就行动就好了，你就祷告就好了，然后你看到神竟然照做。
I know it sounds controversial.
我知道很多人会觉得这个事情有争议。
But God will honor somebody's faith.
但是神会荣耀那些真有大信心的人。
Even though Jesus wanted to go,
就算耶稣当时本来真的是想亲自走到百夫长的仆人那里，但是他当时荣耀这个百夫长的大信心。
Okay, I will do what you say.
所以他就说，那我就照着你刚刚说的来做。
We can make God do what we ask him.
我们可以要神来按照我们的方式来做。
Because we don't have that kind of level of faith.
但是呢，我们就没有到那种大信心。
We all the time we have to work with God.
所以很多时候呢，我们就在跟神同行。
It says here in verse 24, Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
马可福音11章24节说，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信你们已经得着了，就为你们实现。
Hallelujah. And that is why, brothers and sisters, if we have faith,
如果我们有信心，
We just believe.
我们就是相信。
Extraordinary things happen.
非凡的事情必发生。
And so extraordinary faith is something that we need to work towards.
非凡的信心是我们一直要这样去操练的。
If we don't have it,
如果我们没有的话，
God sometimes pour out His gift of faith on us.
神呢会突然的有一下给我们一个暂时的那种恩赐和有信心。
So even a person of doubt can do extraordinary things.
就算是一个曾经有就是一直是怀疑的人，都会在那一刻拿出信心来。
But we need to focus on ordinary faith.
但是呢，我们要专注的是那普通的信心。
Every day we have faith.
每天我们都有信心的。
We need faith.
我们每天都需要信心。
To sit on the chair that you're sitting on, you have faith.
你今天能够坐在你的椅子上，你对这个椅子是有信心的。
That it won't collapse.
你知道它不会倒。
To go on an aeroplane, you have to have faith.
你去坐飞机，你是得有信心的。
That it won't crash.
你知道它不会出事。
To drive your car, you have faith.
你开车也是需要信心的。
To eat at a restaurant, you need faith.
你去一个餐馆吃东西，你都需要拿出信心来的。
That what you order is really what you're eating.
你要很确信的是你所点的和你吃的是一样的。
How many horrible stories have we heard that what you eat is not really what is actually served? That what you want is not what you serve.
你们也许听过很多这样的故事，你其实真正吃到口里的和你所看到的其实不一样。
We need faith.
每一天我们都是这样需要信心。
And because we believe, that's why sometimes we get scammed.
所以有的时候呢，我们一信错了呢，就被骗了。
That is why today we are very doubtful people.
所以今天就变成了一个非常不幸的人。
We don't even, you know, when my bank sends me an email, I don't even believe this is genuine.
你知道，就连我的银行给我发个email，我都会觉得不是真的。
I immediately delete it.
然后我竟然会删了他们的email邮件。
Because even the, because that's in our culture now.
因为这变成了我们的文化。
We become very doubtful.
因为被骗多了就怀疑更多。
And so we translate this doubtfulness to our prayers to God.
然后我们就把我们这种怀疑的本性呢，就放在跟神的祷告上面。
Even though we don't call God a scam, but we actually think that way.
也许我们不会说神会骗人，但是其实很多时候没信心的时候，就是在说神可能会骗人。
This is what your word of God say, but is it really true?
很多时候我们说，哦，神的话语如此如此说，你说真的吗？
This is what Pastor Joshua said on Sunday, but is it really true? Is it a scam?
这是牧师所说的，嗯，他是骗人的吧？
Do you understand? Even though we are not conscious about it, but we actually think that way now.
就算我们可能都没意识到这一点，但是其实那些怀疑已经种在我们的心里了。
And it is all unhelpful.
都是不帮助我们的信心的。
Making us more and more doubtful about God.
就让我们对神更多的怀疑。
And we believe this is wisdom.
我们以为这个叫智慧。
But we are moving away from the childlike faith.
但是其实是我们离开了一个像孩童般的信心。
And that is why we need to cultivate our faith. Every morning when we wake up, every day when we go about, we have to keep on reminding ourselves that God loves me, He has a plan for me, I can trust Him, He knows my needs.
所以每天我们要孕育我们的信心，早上起来的时候知道神是多么的爱我，神有他的计划在我的身上，还有和他美好的关系等等。
Because it says, when I, if I seek Him, He will reward me.
如果我寻求他，他就必奖赏我。
Now, if you read a word of God that is absolutely clear, then you will find God give you the results.
你发现，如果你读神的话语，然后你觉得它是非常清楚的，你就会发现它的话语会成就。
If you obey the Bible,
如果你遵从圣经上的话,
if you put faith in God's word,
如果你把信心放在神的话语上,
you will get Bible results.
你会看到圣经所讲的这个果效。You will get
biblical results.
你会看到圣经的果效。
Amen. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, when we put faith in what God has said,
当我们把信心放到神所说的事情,
because we believe in God,
因为我们相信神,
in God,
相信在神里面,
you will get God results.
你会得到神的那个后结果。
Amen? And that is always better than putting faith in your own self.
这个比把我们信心放在自己身上好多了。
Putting faith in someone else.
把自己的信心放到别人身上更好多了。
Put faith in, you know, a company. Put faith in a shop. Put faith in something.
把你的信心放在你的公司身上，把你的信心放在商店里面，比这些信心都好多了。
But when you put your faith in God,
当你把信心放到神里面,
you will have extraordinary results.
你会有一个非凡的果子。
Amen. Hallelujah. And so it says in Luke chapter 17, verse 5 and 6.
路加福音17章5到6节.
You see, an ordinary faith is something that we need to work on every day.
那一个普通的信心是我们每天需要操练的。
It's something that we need to increase.
是每天都在增长的。
We go from a small faith to a bigger faith.
我们慢慢的从小信心变成大信心。
So this year's, my faith is bigger than last year's.
所以今年我的信心比去年大。
And next year it will be bigger than this year.
那明年的信心会比今年大。
And as I grow in faith,
在我在信心里面成长时,
I can feel it.
我可以感受到的。
I can feel the results.
我看得到果效的。
People around me can feel it.
旁边的人都能感受到这种普通。
Some people say you're crazy.
很多人都会说你疯了吗?
That's why Pastor Betty is not here. Don't you think sometimes she's a bit crazy.
那我们 Betty 不在后，我们讲他坏话好不好？他说，你是有时觉得他有点疯疯癫癫的。
So we need to scrub this one out right before she finds out.
等会我们会把这一段先切掉，然后你现在就看不到。
The reason why she's like that is because she believes.
她之所以那么疯疯癫癫，是因为她真的相信。
And we need her.
我们需要她。
To tell us, Joshua, believe.
是跟我们来说，金瑶要相信。
Amen. Listen to your own sermon.
你听你自己的讲道吧。
Amen. We need people like that.
我们需要这样的人。
Because I'd rather hear someone telling me, believe.
如果有其他人跟我说要相信。
But then, some, then a brother or sister said, 对呀对呀我们一起死。
Or some brother or sister said,
die together.
Yeah, 对呀对呀我们一起死。
But he said, oh, the devil attacked me.But that's nothing. The devil attacked me even greater than your attack.
哦，你知道吗？那魔鬼刚才有攻击我哟。哦，你知道吗？魔鬼攻击我更厉害哦。
Would you like to spend time listening to bad story, sad story, or listening to someone say, "No, this is what God can do for me"?
你是想花很多的时间在这种负面的聊天上吗？你还是想要有一个人就跟你说，不是的，神要相信神，神会做这个。
And I tell you, if your children see you at home believing, praying, trusting, they will learn that.
如果你的孩子看到你在家里面祷告相信神他会从你身上学到的
Remember my son one day he was, when he was 3 years old he loved watching Moses
我在我的孩子很小的时候他大概三岁的时候吧他喜欢看摩西的那个动画片
and he loves the bit when Moses part the Red Sea
他最喜欢的就是当摩西举起棍来个分红海那一幕
and he said to me Dad give me a stick
所以他那时候老是对我说爸爸要我给我一个棍子所以他当时就拿到一个棍子。
And also we put his turban on his head.
我还给他的头上还绑了那个像以色列人的那种服装服饰。
You're Moses now.
然后我就会对他说：“你现在是摩西了。
”He goes, "Yeah, I can go and part the sea."
然后他说 ：“Yeah, 我可以去分红海了。”
So then he goes around in the park and the pond, try to part the pond. Nothing happened.
然后他当时就到那个公园里面的各种池塘里面，然后拿棍子去分那个池塘的水。
So I said, to my son, no, it's a sea, you need a sea.
然后我对我的孩子说，你去的是池塘，所以不管用嘛，我们要去大海。
I want to go to the seaside.
然后我的孩子就说
part the sea.
那我要去大海，我要去分大海的水。
Because I wanted to sow faith in his heart. I said, yes, of course. My heart said, no.
我当时很想把信心种在他的心里面，所以我就大胆的答应了。但我其实心里是很心虚的。
And I went back to home and said, Suzanne, oh no.
然后我回家就跟我太太说，糟糕。
Our son believed, right? He can part the sea.
我的儿子真的相信他可以分红海耶。
But I don't want to destroy his faith.
但是我又不想让他的信心受到搅扰，怎么办
？So what shall we do?
然后我们要怎么办呢
？And when Saturday, and then when Saturday comes.Said, Dad, let's go to the seaside.
然后当时周末终于来了，然后我的孩子就说：“我们一起去海边。”
The weather is bad.
然后当天的那个天气很糟糕。
I said, first of all, before you can go to the sea, you need good weather.
然后我当时就找借口说：“那你要是想要去海边，那必须要天气好。”
So he said, "Yes, I'm going to pray."
然后他说：“好，我要祷告好天气。”
And then meanwhile, pray, God, don't give good weather on a Saturday.
然后我当时还在祷告说：“主啊，你就不要星期天给他这种好天气。”
Help me, Lord.
然后我还跟主说：“你来帮我。”
I don't want to destroy his faith.
我不想来拆毁他的信心。
Then 4 weeks later,
然后果然四周以后呢
he was excited in the morning, said, "Dad, we go to the seaside. Look, it's all blue."
我的孩子很开心地跑来跟我说：“今天天晴，我们要去海边。”
And I looked at Suzanne and said, "Oh no."
然后我当看到太太说：“糟糕了。”
Okay, of course, let's go.
然后我还要装着说：“好吧，好吧，那我们今天就去。”
So we went all the way down to Camber Sands.
所以我们当时就去了那个 Camber Sands 那个海边。
But that day, we normally.We went round and round looking for a parking space.
所以我们当时呢，到处要找停车位。
And in the end, we had to go somewhere far that we normally don't park.
后来我们就去到一个我们平时不太停车的地方。
And we walked up to the sand and sat by the sea.
然后我们就当时走到了沙滩上，然后就坐在海边。
And I looked at Suzanne. She looked at me. What shall we do?
然后我们夫妻俩就互相看到对方说：“糟糕，怎么办呢？”
I see my son taking his.
然后我们就看到我的儿子好激动啊，然后把鞋子呀、裤子都卷起来了。
Taking his stick.
拿着他的那个棍子，准备好了。
He said, "Dad, I'm going to go and part the sea." He said, "Okay."
他说：“爸爸，我要去分红海。”然后我就很心虚说：“好啊，好啊。”
I don't know if you've been to Camber Sands, right? It's a really big sea.
你们有没有去 Camber Sands 的那种那个大海的边上
？As soon as he ran down to the edge of the water,
是一个很大的沙滩哦。他要走一段时间到了那个水里面。
He lifted up the the stick.
然后他真的举起他的小他的棍子。
And Suzanne and I watched.
然后我们两个就瞪着眼睛望着。
And we saw the sea went shh.
然后我们就
all the way back.
我们就看到。
So that you can't see the sea anymore.
我们就看到当时突然的大退潮，然后突然那个就在他面前的那个海浪就海岸线就往下走。
Then on our left, the sea just went back a bit and stopped.
在我们的左边，他那个海浪退潮只退了一点。
So there was no sea where he was standing.
但是他所站的那个地方退得多了。
But there was sea on the left.
但是左边却没有退那么多。
I looked at Suzanne. She looked at me.
然后我跟十三两个人，我们俩就互相看对方。
God.
说天哪。
It worked.
真的管用哎。
Amen. Guess what happened?
所以后来发生什么了吗？
You see, the great thing was where we sat.What gave a looks like the sea was parted because all it was, the sea was going back because of that particular time. The sea was going back.
所以当时给我们一种看似好像是真的分到了海的那个感觉，是因为有一边退潮退的那个多一点。
So it was something natural.
所以是其实是个很正常的一个反应。
But the miracle was.
但是神迹就是。
Exactly at the time when he lifted up the stick.
这个事情就发生在我的儿子刚刚举起棍子的那一刹那间。
That is the miracle.
那个对我来说是最大的神迹。
So he came back and said, "It works."
然后他回来大肆的说很管用。
And he threw his stick away.
然后他就不管他那个棍子了。
You see, even that scenario I just told you, because we kept believing.
因为就我刚才给你们举的这个例子，就是因为一直在相信。
And my faith was definitely imperfect.
我的信心是当时肯定是不完美的。
I had no faith to move mountains.
我根本就没有移山的信心。
Or to part the sea.
或者是分海的信心。
God still honored.
但神却仍然去荣耀了这件事情。
He still worked out a way.
他仍然
to preserve the faith.
仍然找到了他的一种方法，让他的信心得以存留。
You see.I can tell you a testimony today because we dare to practice faith.
我今天能跟你讲这样的一个见证的故事，是因为我当时起码敢操练。
I dare you to practice faith.
我是想让你们来有这样的胆量去操练。
Practice something that if it fails is not harmful to you, but practice something that is impossible. If it doesn't happen, then it doesn't.There's no big deal.
所以在操练的过程中间，可能选一些就是万一没发生也没有多大伤害的事情。
When you have a situation, try it.
你只要有一个那样的一个境况，你就去这样祷告。
If you fail, at least you learn something.
万一没有成功的话，你也从中间能够学到功课。
But you've got to practice.
但是你要去操练。
And practice.
操练。
Because God will teach you something.
因为神会在你的操练过程当中给你上课。
Amen. Hallelujah. James chapter 2 verse 5 says.Listen, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which has a promise to those who love him?
雅各书二章五节，我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，使他们在信心上富足，并承受他所应许那些爱他之人的国吗？
Notice, the poor people in the world has the faith.
看到没有，贫穷人在信心上是富足的。
Because they are the ones who face a lot of difficulties.
因为他们是反倒有很多的困难要去面对的。
Just to put food on the table.
就是哪怕能够吃饱饭这件事情。
Just to no money to seek a doctor.
就哪怕没有钱看医生这件事情。
They need faith more than anybody else.
他们比其他的人更需要信心。
And yet, it was their difficulties in daily life.That prepared them for the gospel.
但是就是因为他们每天生命中要面临这么多的困难，就预备了他们来信福音。
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, when you go to a country where people got nothing, faith is so strong.
当你去到一个国家，然后你发现那些人很穷，你却还发现他们信心却很大。
Miracles are easy.
发现在那里神迹很常看见。
It's not because of our faith, it's because of their faith.
跟我们自己的信心无关，完全是跟他们的信心有关。
And many thousands of people are getting saved because they are poor.
很多人都得救，就是因为他们是一个贫穷的人。
Because
their 为什么
difficulties in life, what the devil has done for them, what the world has done to them.Actually, prepare them for the gospel.
因为他们生命中的困难，不管是从魔鬼来的、世界来的，这些困难反倒成就了他们在信心上面。
And James is saying, God has made the poor in the world rich in faith.
所以雅各书才说那世上的穷人却在信心上富足。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 29 to 30 says then talks about two blind men.
马太福音9章29到30节讲到两个瞎子。
These two blind men are poor.
这两个人都是穷的瞎子。
Nobody they're outcasts of society.
他们是被世界所唾弃的。
They got no hope.
他们是没有希望的。
But when they saw Jesus,
但他们看到耶稣的时候,
they cried out, Son of David, have mercy on us.
他大喊说, 大卫的子孙, 你们对我怜悯我们吧。
Listen to what Jesus said. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith.
那我们来注意听听耶稣对他们说什么。他是说照着你们的信心成全你们吧。
According to your faith.
照着你们的信心。
What kind of faith did they have?
他们是什么样的信心呢?
They had a rich, ordinary faith.
他们就是有那个富足的信心的贫穷人。
It was a great faith.
他们是很大的信心。
Guess what happened?
后来发生什么呢?
And their eyes were open.
他们的眼睛就开了。
Amen. How many times have we seen desperate people in the Bible, God show them mercy?
我们有没有看到当人很迫切的时候神就是这样施怜悯?
Contrast with what God said to the rich man in Luke chapter 12.
但神对富人的方式又变得很不一样哦。
Verse 22 and 21.
我们看看路加福音十二章二十到二十一节。
God said to the rich man, Fool!This night your soul is required of you, and the things that you have prepared, whose will they be? So it's the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
这是神对富人说的话。无知的人啊，今夜就要你的性命，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
So therefore, the two blind men have faith that.Pleases God.
所以那两个盲人他们反倒是有大的丰足的信心讨神的欢心
rewarded them
神就奖赏他们
for their faith.
给了他们的信心的赏赐
In contrast, the rich man, he does not need God.
相反那富人觉得自己不需要神
because he has everything that he needs.
因为他觉得他所需要的他自己都拥有了
He's got a good business.
他有很好的生意
He's got doctors.
他有好的医生
He's got plenty of food.
他有足够的食物
He doesn't need God.
他不需要神
Without faith,
没有信心
it displeases God.
神不高兴
Amen. That is why, brothers and sisters, in the Bible, God has often has no good word to say to people who don't need him.
所以在圣经里面，凡是说不需要神的，神从来没对他们说过几句好话。
That's why even when we find life is difficult,
所以当我们当觉得生命中有困难的时候
Even if the devil is attacking you,
你就觉得撒旦在攻击你
the world is attacking you,
你觉得世界在攻击你
All they're doing,
他们都在攻击你
is draw you, is push you closer to God.
为的就是让你能够更亲近神
Make sure we ourselves do not push God away.
让我们就是确定的是我们不要把神推开
To close, that's why we need faith.
所以我们需要信心
In three areas.
来总结三个点。
One, we need faith to overcome our worries and anxiety.
第一，我们需要信心来胜过我们的焦虑和我们的担心。
We need faith.
这上面需要信心。
We need second, we need faith to strengthen us.
第二，我们需要信心让我们里面得力。
To help us to increase in faith.
就让我们能够在信心上面更加加增。
And thirdly,
第三
we need faith.Faith to bring us peace.
我们需要信心才得平安。
Peace in our mind.
让我们的头脑有平安。
Peace in our heart.
让我们心里有平安。
God is working to increase your faith.
神是在你的生命中增长你的信心上面工作的。
My faith.
也在我的生命上工作。
Amen. Because He knows.
因为他知道。
With faith.
有信心。
He can do things.
他就可以在我们的生命中做事情。
Amen. That is why when we.Don't have faith.
所以当我们没信心时
then we cry out like the disciples.
我们就会像门徒一样的这样子祷告
Lord,
说
increase my faith.
说主啊加增我的信心
Amen. Will you pray that prayer this week?
今天我们就这样祷告好吗我们这一周都这样祷告
Will you pray every
day? 我们这样每天祷告好吗
Lord, increase my faith.
说主啊加增我们的信心
Because we need it.
因为我们需要这个
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen. 让我们一起祷告
Lord Jesus, we are grateful to you.
主耶稣我们很感恩你
That with faith, nothing is impossible.
在你里面没有不能成的事。
Father, the faith that we have.
父啊，你我们里面所有的信心。
Increase it.
你来加增。
Increase it so that we can trust you.
加增到我们可以真的完全相信。
Increase it so that we can overcome every difficulty that we face.
加增到我们可以胜过我们生活中的每一个苦难。
Increase our faith so that we can receive the impossible.
加增让我们能够看到那不可能的成为可能。
Father.We got obstacles right now in our lives.
主啊，我们生命中就有这样子的困难。
Lord, we have doors that have closed.
主啊，我们也有那关向我们的门。
We have sicknesses in our bodies.
我们这里也有疾病的人。
And we got problems with our mind.
我们也在头脑里有各种问题。
I pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
That we will increase in our faith.
主啊，你来加增我们的信心。
We will increase.
你来加增。
Help us to grow in our faith.
主啊，你来增长我们的信心。
So that we can say to the mountain,
让我们可以对大山说
the impossibility,
说那不可能的
be gone in Jesus' name,
可以挪去奉耶稣的名。
So that we can say to the disease,
所以我们可以对疾病说
say to our bodies,
可以对我们的身体说
be healed in Jesus' name,
得医治奉耶稣基督的名。
So that we can say to the closed door,
我们也可以对那关门的说
be open in Jesus' name,
打开门奉耶稣基督的名。
So brothers and sisters, whatever challenges that you are facing,
所以弟兄姊妹们，不管你们遇到什么样的问题，
especially those people listening online,
还有网上听的弟兄姊妹们，
you need to begin to step out,
你们需要开始想，
and stop hiding in your own home,
你不要藏在自己的内室里家里，
feeling sorry for yourself,
然后自怜自苦，
or feeling the right time,
或觉得都是自己的。
feelings are not faith.
你的感觉不是信心。
Faith is when you do not want to act.
信心是你当你不愿意行动。
That you, when you, because you don't feel like acting, but you act instead.
当你不想那样行动，可是你却有一股力量推着你去行动。
That is faith.
那是信心。
Faith is taking a risk.
信心就是敢去冒险的。
Faith is to stand up.
信心是可以站起来的。
To step out the door.
是让你能够走出大门。
Faith is to do something that is impossible.
信心是让不可能的成为可能。
So I encourage you.
所以我今天鼓励你。
To allow God to encourage you.
我也要神来鼓励你。
And you will step outside.
你会走出去。
Come out of that darkness.
从你的黑暗中走出来。
And come into the hope of God.
到神的盼望中来。
And let God bring you, draw you close to Him.
让神亲自的把你带进跟他更亲近。
Father, I pray, O God, for those of us, including myself, Father, increase our faith.
主啊，我们今天祷告，我们的弟兄姊妹们再次来加增我们的信心。
We need your faith.
我们需要你的信心。
You are the author and finisher of our faith.
主啊，你是那开始也是那终末，我们都相信你是那信心的忠实者。主啊，你来加增。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
And as we worship God,
在我们一起敬拜的时候，
I let the Holy Spirit pour faith into our hearts.
让圣灵把那信心加增给我们。
And let that which is impossible,
让那不可能的变得可能，
become possible,
变成可能。
Above all power,
above all powers, above all kings, above all nature.And all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones.Above all wonders the world has ever known. Above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Crucified, lay behindYou lived to die, rejected and alone like a rose, trampled on the ground.
to the fall. Father, me above all. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you are here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, lay behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Crucified, lay behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Crucified, lay behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all,
like a rose
trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all.
You took the fall
and thought of me above all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, everything is possible.
主啊，在你里面什么都可以成。
It's because of what Christ has done.
是因为基督所做的。
On the cross for me and for my brothers and sisters.
是在十字架上为你为我们所有的人做的。
Our faith is in His works.
我们的信心是因为相信他的工作。
In what He has done.
是因为相信耶稣所做的。
So that every time when I pray,
所以每次当我们祷告时，
every time when we pray,
每次我们祷告时，
we are absolutely certain,
我们是那么的确定，
that God, you are hearing us,
神你在听我们的祷告，
and that you will come and help us,
然后你会来给我们帮助，
because of what Christ has done,
是因为基督所完成的工作。
So I thank you, Lord,
主啊，我们谢谢你。
That today we have help.
今天我们有这样的帮助。
We have help from our God.
我们今天有从神来的帮助。
And that the Holy Spirit is with us.
今天圣灵与我们同在。
To help us in our difficulties.
在我们困难的时候都帮助我们。
To rejoice with us.
跟我们一起同乐。
And when we need faith.
当我们需要信心时。
He will help our faith to grow.
他会帮助我们的信心成就。
So I just pray for myself and my brothers and sisters.
今天我为我自己和你们所有的人祷告。
That every day when we wake up.
每天当你起来的时候
we say, Holy Spirit,
我们说圣灵啊
Help my faith to grow today.
今天再次帮助我们加增信心
Help me.
主啊帮助我们
Help me.
帮助我
Father, I pray that you bless our families.
主啊你来祝福我们的家庭
you bless our businesses and our jobs.
来祝福我们当中的所有的
bless
来参观的人
our studies.
包括我们弟兄姊妹们
You bless our health
主啊你来祝福我们的健康
And then you bless all that we need
你来祝福我们所有的需要
And I pray that this week
今天我们祷告这一大
When we
这一周
forget
让我们忘记
That you will remind us once again
让我们当我们忘记的时候你再次的提醒我们
That we need faith
让我们在你的信心里面增长
Because faith pleases you
因为有信心就讨主你的喜悦
So I pray that you bless us with faith
所以主啊我们祷告你加增我们的信心
In Jesus' name we pray
奉耶稣的名我们祷告
Amen
Amen
Please be seated if you need prayer come forward
大家请坐如果有需要祷告的话可以到前面来 Above all power